Classics. Music from 1 a.m. BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Yes, my friends, I'm back again with another Culture Clash Radio, crossing time, space and genres to bring you a kaleidoscope of sound that tonight will include Terry Hall, Curtis Mayfield, Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, J-Star, The Who and The Orb, amongst others. So let's get this show on the road with a cut from the new Quantic presenter Flowering Inferno album, Dog with a Rope. Swing easy.
Clark School, you got to tell the best. Oh, oh.
Don't you worry, love, the light.
Santa Gold's Lights Out, given the Diplo treatment, that was the Panda Bear mix. Now, for those of you that don't know or missed last night's show, I've got to let you know that Six Music has indeed been saved. The Don salutes you, you and God knows who for helping to make that happen. Local natives there with Cards and Quarters, as featured on their excellent debut album Guerrilla Manor. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music.
Surprise, I'm a
DJ, producer, remix, refix, mashup master J-Star there with I Heard It Dub. Okay, let's go disco with two in a row. Starting with a re-release from one of the first African bands to make it big internationally. Ossie Bisa's 1975 hit, Sunshine Day.
ever since our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your heart have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
First disco records to hit the number one spot stateside, the Hughes Corporation Rock the Boat from 1974. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
Lay down beside me, Well, you praise him, then you thank him, till you reach the by and by. And I've 100s at the track, but I'm not betting on the afterlife. Then you kiss his lips, he forgives you for it, he forgives you for all you've done. But not me, I'm still angry. What have I done? Why am I always missing you?
Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins there with Big Guns. Before that, you had The Who's Love Ain't For Keeping from 1971's Must Have, Who's Next, produced by Glyn Johns, who incidentally would later go on to take over production duties on The Clash's last album, Combat Rock. To take us to the break, a reggae artist that learnt his chops with Byron Lee and the Dragonairs and the Techniques before going solo. From 1970, here's Bruce Ruffin's Dry Your Tears.
BBC
introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered, and under-the-radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music, and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Lisa Redding next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maid of Vale Studios.
Vince Introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo, and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Known to many as the man behind the soundtrack to Superfly, but more importantly was the co-founder of The Impressions, whose impact particularly on black music can't be overstated. That was Curtis Mayfield's Tripping Out.
Hold my hands, feel them shake, I fear I'm showing my age. is in one place. Now I'm not so brave, and I fear, oh, I fear I'm showing my age.
From Portland, Oregon, that was Menoma with Oh Pretty Boy, You're Such a Big Boy, from their new album Mind, out beginning of August. Let's flip the script with another reggae artist that came up through the ranks of classic Jamaican harmony trios.
stop shining, it brings no cloud. And why when the clouds and lightning, it reaches the ground. It's like my heart on fire for you. Little girl, you are my desire. You I require.
When blossoms fail,
it reaches the ground.
And roses,
it fills my emotion with devotion. Hey, hey, hey. Why when the sun stops shining, it brings no cloud. And why when the cloud girl, you are my desire. You I require. Oh, I love you so. Oh, girl. Oh, be my love. Oh, girl, I love you so.
Original Don Gorgon, Cornel Campbell with The Sun. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, and it's that time in the show where I play three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Donlett selection. To ease you in, an artist I had the pleasure of sharing the bill with at Glastonbury's Glade Stage. This is The Orbs, Little Fluffy Clouds.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Thank you.
this bookcase was a crib. His words, dust. Every day he'd turn to face himself, to check for a sign, any sign. Like breathing in a mirror. Like waiting for another. Some thought he would shine.
To know.
was Sugar Man, to my knowledge a bit of a rarity, by Tokyo Silent Poets, featuring the Specials' Terry Hall on vocals. Before that, Aretha Franklin's Daydreaming. Shatter the Hotel, a dub-inspired tribute to Joe Strummer, that was Wrong Tom meets Rockers with his take on the Clash's Lost in the Supermarket. Well, it's about that time and I'm just about out of it. You spent the last hour listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. And if you like what you heard, definitely spread the word. Until such time, I'd like to leave you with the sublime Sufjan Stevens concerning the UFO sighting near Highland, Illinois.
Incarnation, three stars. signs and dusting from their eyes.